Welcome back to the sixth episode of the Real College Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Jude Bazeman, as always. And today, here my good friend, Allie. Allie, just introduce yourself a little bit more for the audience, everyone listening.
Hey, guys. My name is Allie Vukovic. I am a 21-year-old rising senior at Montclair State University, and I'm a communications and media studies major.
Perfect. And we'll just jump right into it here. And how'd you choose Montclair State? Because Montclair State for me is right around the corner. I'm in Caldwell, so it's really a 15, 20-minute drive, if that. How did you wind up at Montclair State? What's your story, and then what were some other colleges you were considering?
Yeah, so I actually am a transfer student to Montclair State. I transferred there my sophomore year. Originally, my freshman year, I was attending Stockton University, which is in Galloway, New Jersey.
Okay.
Basically, the reason I chose that school was because, you know, I had actually also known about Montclair, but I was a senior in high school and, you know, so many kids from my school were going to Montclair that
right.
I just, you know, I wanted to go somewhere different where I didn't know anyone. And that's how I ended up choosing Stockton, which, you know, it just wasn't the right fit for me. The campus and just honestly, the vibe of the school just wasn't the right fit. And
right.
So I decided to transfer there. Beginning of my sophomore year of college, and I have absolutely loved it ever since. I have made my best friends there. I have, you know, loved my major, gotten to know professors,
yeah.
Gotten great different opportunities from the school. And, you know, I've never doubted my decision of choosing Montclair as the school to transfer to.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. It's always great. A ton of people transfer too. A lot of people look at the transfer option and you know, almost look down on it. But really, at least everyone that I've known from this show or from just in general that's transferred always ends up loving their second option. And Montclair State specifically, were there any specific draws that brought you to Montclair State? Was it the location, the campus, programs? I mean, what stuck out to you when looking at schools to transfer to and why Montclair State ended up being your final decision?
Yeah, so basically when choosing where to transfer to, I knew I either wanted to go to Montclair or Rutgers because first of all, they had my major, which
right.
was most important. And second of all, they were close options, but I always knew I wanted to live away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So even though both of those schools are only about 40 minutes away from where I live in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, it just was a good option for me because most of all, I chose Montclair because I love the way the campus looked. I loved how it was definitely more of a, I'd say like a liberal arts sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone there is very, just very artistic and creative, which is definitely the kind of people I like to surround myself with as a creative individual as
right.
well. And, but honestly, the campus there is just so stunning. And I've just found so many like parts of campus I love to just hang out at and, you know, go with my friends and just like, there's so many parts, even like the gym there, the rec center.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. It's a free facility for students and professors to use. It is a two-story gym.
Oh, wow.
And on top of that, one of my favorite things that I have done at Montclair is Montclair has paid for me to become a yoga instructor. I am a certified yoga teacher, and I also teach yoga at the rec center. And they offer programs for students to become professional, like Pilates instructors,
that's cool.
Swimming teachers. Yeah, it's awesome. So they paid for my $300 certification.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in terms of that, I just teach for them next year for the upcoming year, so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that more later on in the episode. The fact that they paid for your certification is, I don't want to say unheard of, but it's very, very rare, especially for a lot of these colleges like Syracuse,
absolutely.
Where I go. They're so money hungry and they just want every last penny. But you touched on this a little bit, how you made great connections with professors, the quality of your classes and your professors overall at Montclair State. Has it been good? Has it been harder compared to Stockton or high school? I mean, how is the coursework at Montclair State, at least for your major?
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie. I definitely noticed a shift from Stockton to Montclair of the coursework being harder and even just the professors being less lenient over, like, you know, forgetting to do your homework
right.
or making it to a midterm or whatever. Like at Montclair, they are very strict depending on your major. Like, And also depending on how you were in high school, I think that's a big part of it.
True.
In high school, I had pretty good grades, but I wouldn't say that I was someone who was like top of my class. I was focused more on theater because that's what I was involved in high school, is I was doing choir and theater. And so I think I'm a bit of the same in college now. Like, I focus on other things, but I'm definitely more involved in my major. My classes are difficult, I'm not going to lie, especially my junior year classes I just took for my communications major. They were tough, but that being said, I've never, like, failed a class at Montclair.
Yeah, yeah.
All my professors have been so, like, welcoming and wanting to be helpful when it comes to just, you know, having any issues or any time. Like, you know, like, I had, like, my cousin's wedding. I had to move some stuff around for that mm-hmm. last September, and my professors were great about it. So I have no complaints, and honestly, like, I've just had a great time there in my classes. I've learned so much with my major, and also just like yeah. what I want to do in the future and my opportunities.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Because you said you're a mass communications and media major. That's essentially the same thing that I'm doing. And for us, a lot of what school's about is making connections and not necessarily grades itself. So I think that fact that you're able to do that at Montclair State is really, really important for anyone going down the media path. And looking at students is, you know, more in the classroom compared to professors. What's a typical Montclair State student like? I mean, what are some characteristics of people you see walking around campus or interacting with in class or in clubs or in whatever else you do on campus?
I'd say, like, I have met so many different people. Like, I love the variety of friends that I have at Montclair. I have my major friends who are also communication students or film students, you know, they're all under that umbrella. But my best friends that I just met randomly through random housing my sophomore year,
yeah.
they're all music therapists, which is a very small major. So it's really funny how I just randomly became so close
yeah.
with all of them. But basically, like, it's just so great because, like, it's just really easy to meet people. Like, the campus is small, but it's not too small.
Right.
And you have hobbies. Like, I write for the newspaper there. I did choir for 1 year. And even the choir there, it's not just voice majors. It's also, like, regular majors, mathematic majors. So
yeah, yeah.
You could find a lot there.
Yeah, that's really cool. And again, like I mentioned this early in the episode, I live right around Montclair State. So the campus being pretty, again, I wouldn't walk around there if it wasn't pretty. And it is, for as big of a school as it is very tiny. Like, I don't want to say tiny, but it's easy to manage compared to a Rutgers or
Absolutely.
A Rowan, where you kind of have to take buses around or it's just a longer walk. And I think you've touched on this too, but do you really see yourself as someone who fits in at Montclair State?
I absolutely do. Like, I remember when I was at Stockton, the biggest reason I just wanted to leave is because I didn't feel like I belonged there. And that's like what I would say to my family, my friends, but I truly didn't understand like what people meant by like, you know, when they got to their college, they felt like it was home. But
right.
honestly, like, from the first day I moved into Montclair, like I just knew that this is where I was supposed to be. And I have like honestly never doubted that, you know, this wasn't the right school for me. I have always been such a huge advocate of Montclair and like, especially for high schoolers, because
yeah.
I totally understand wanting to choose a school that's more interesting sounding or,
mm-hmm.
you know, like when you tell someone where you're going, they're not just like, oh, just Montclair.
Yeah.
Okay. But honestly, like college is what you make of it. And I think like some people might judge you on your decisions, but at the end of the day, like you're the only one who's going to have to sit with this and be living in this environment. And I think, you know yourself best. And like, I think if I just trusted myself from the beginning and chose Montclair when I toured it, I think I would have been happier. And I always say, like, I wish I had joined Montclair like my freshman year rather than sophomore year. But
yeah,
everything does happen for a reason.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's some fantastic advice because it's absolutely true. And I think a lot of people, especially people like us, and I don't mean to kind of toot our own horns, but high academic, high achieving people in high school where it's like you're looking at all these schools and you know, you might be telling people where you're looking at and you know, same thing goes for Rutgers where it's like, oh, I'm looking at Penn State, Clemson, and Rutgers, people are going to find, at least in New Jersey, they're going to find those other two options a little bit more impressive just because of the name. And that's not exactly right. It's a stigma that really shouldn't exist. But moving more towards Montclair State's campus, you said it was really pretty, but at the same time, not that big, even though it has a big student body. If there's one thing that sticks out to you about the campus, I mean, what would that be? Like, if I were touring Montclair State and I only had 5 minutes there, what would be the one thing you would tell me to look at?
I definitely tell you to go to the Skyline, which is, it's behind the School of Communications building where I am, like, mostly every day. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. It's this gorgeous view of the New York City skyline. Montclair is only 15 minutes, I think, by train to the city, and there's two train stations on campus. And yeah, the skyline is just so beautiful. And, like, you know, at nighttime, like, me and my friends, like, you know, we going on a walk, like, we'd always walk past it, and you just see, like, the bright lights lit up, and just with Montclair, like, in the background, it's seriously so gorgeous. And even the rec center, where I am also always at, there's a clear view from the top floor, right by the treadmills, and you could see right into the skyline as well. There's just so many cool views of the city, like, so many different parts of campus.
Right. Again, I always forget how close Montclair State actually is to New York City. And again, I've been there, I've walked around at night before during the day, and it's such a pretty spot, just being able to look out at such a big city, and there's so many bright lights just in not only in the city itself, but there's the town surrounding it. It's a fantastic view. And I know Montclair State also from walking around, that's just because I live so close, but there's a ton of new construction. Is there anything that you have noticed or that they're trying to complete that's going to, I guess buildings-wise, that's going to be complete anytime soon that is just really impressive or just a really cool project they're working on?
I know that they're always kind of trying to, like, upgrade their buildings. So they just did, like, a huge upgrade on the School of Communications and Media. So there's, like, auditoriums in there. There is cages, which is used for, I'm sure you might know about this, like, film equipment and microphones. And it is really cool because it's, like, everything communications. You have the film majors, you have the journalists, you have, you know, just everything. You have the advertisers, like, and the classrooms reflect that. So it doesn't just look like, you know, like a regular classroom that they just said is, you know, this building is for communications. Like, they really, and recently, I think only a few years ago, they did this, like, they really customized it for the major.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing that with tons of buildings. I know that they are making a VR virtual reality lab.
That's cool. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So they're doing that kind of near the, I can't remember the building, what it used to be called, but that's actually also by the skyline. But yeah, it's just super cool. And, like, I could see tons of people using that in the future. Definitely won't be there by the time I graduate, but I think I definitely have to go and check it out.
Yeah, all those things sound amazing. And looking a little bit back more towards the classroom, just because I forgot to ask this, I looked it up. Montclair State has just over 20,000 undergrads. Your class sizes, I know you came in as a sophomore, so you might not have taken as many gen ed classes that a lot of freshmen take, but at Montclair State, are they mostly, like, lecture-style classes, or are they smaller, like, high school-style numbers?
It really just depends on the class that you're taking. So when you see, for gen eds at least, I know those classes, they try to keep more of a small classroom feel for the freshmen. Like, I just took a short poems class, which was gen ed, and that was, like, 20 students in a small room. It was very, like, you know, intimate. Like, we were all reading the poems, sharing work. Like, it was nice, but on the other hand, with my major, I have definitely been in several lecture style classrooms earlier on. Like, for the first class every communication students has to take is called Theorizing Communications.
Okay.
And that one's in a lecture hall. And same with, like, Fundamentals of Communication. Like, those beginner ones, you are going to be in a lecture hall. But the more you go through your years at Montclair, at least, I know, then the classes begin to get smaller and more detailed based on what you want to do. So I'm taking a lot of advertising classes. Mm-hmm. I took, like, a film class. Like, it really just depends on what you decide to do with your major. And sometimes those classes might be larger, but other times they're going to be smaller. And it's also just, like, I know they also have options to choose between a lecture hall or with a smaller class that maybe meets twice a week rather than once a week for 3 hours.
Right.
So it's just completely, honestly, up to the student. And I think like any college anywhere, sometimes you have to take a lecture class or Zoom class or small class, even if you don't want to, because that's just what's available. Yeah. And for Montclair, that's no different. It's all depending on the semester and what's actually available for that time period.
That's true, because if you get stuck with a crappy class registration time, you kind of just got to take whatever requirements get out of the way, even if it's at, you know, the crack of dawn, or if, you know,
like 9 p.m.
Oh, God. Yeah. Those are, you know, different conversation, but late night classes, I think, are worse than early morning classes. But
I agree.
It's just so depressing, especially when it's, you know, sunsets at 4:30. But yeah, that could be a whole episode. Yeah, it could be a whole episode in its own right. And looking Absolutely. More towards the dorm rooms itself, because I've heard mixed things about Montclair State's dorms. What are the physical dorm rooms like? I mean, what was your dorm situation like as a sophomore? And do most people like the dorms, or are they kind of on the crappier side?
So the dorms, I also had, like, I feel like I really got lucky with a lot of my experience at Montclair.
Okay.
Because I never had to deal with the freshman dorms.
Right.
That one is called, like, there's Freeman, and then there's also Bone Hall, and then there is Blanton. All of those don't have AC. And yeah, it's really brutal in the summer. And I have honestly never even seen those buildings because my friends have never been in them. But I've heard really bad things from all my friends from class or whatever. I stayed in a dorm my sophomore year called Russ Hall. And it was this really pretty, like, from the outside, like, it's such an old building that used to be a classroom that they kind of, like, turned into, you know, like a school building that they turned into these dorm right. styles. And because I was going random, I actually lived in a triple dorm my first year. So
how'd that go?
Yeah, actually, surprisingly, it went really well. I loved both of my roommates and we're still pretty close to this day. I'm actually living with one of those girls next year.
Oh, wow.
But like, it definitely is hard living in a triple dorm, but I feel like I can't complain because that triple dorm is how I met all of my really close friends. The girls that we shared a bathroom with, because it was a shared style dorm with one bathroom between two different dorms.
Right.
I met all my friends from like the girls who lived across from us, and I'm super grateful for that. And then last year I lived in the Village apartments, which are so nice. Like, there's a pool, there's a Village pool.
Oh, wow.
It's great. It's open right when you move in. It's also like open, I think like they open it in like May. And that's also where the summer housing is. So I have some friends still living there, but I loved the Village. I had a single room, and now next year I'm living in a double room in the Village with two singles, but I think I'm in the double. And I'm just really happy. I'm actually going to be in the same building I was in last year. So I really love the Village. Like, it's just such a great like apartment style. There's a kitchen, two bathrooms. There's like a little living room area.
And is that owned by the university, or is that you go through a landlord and it's, you know, technically off campus housing?
That's a good question. It's actually owned by the university.
Okay.
So we're paying per semester. So I do know, I just found out that the dorm rates like just went up. I don't know
shocker.
How much they I know, right? Like, everyone's always doing that. But yeah, so like, it is through the university, which on one hand is a bit annoying for, you know, the future, mm-hmm. having to worry about that later. But, you know, like, then again, like, I'm not worrying about having to pay my electric like some of my friends are right now.
Right.
Or like, I'm not stressing about making rent for the month. So like, there's pros and there's cons.
Absolutely.
I think, to both options. But yeah, I really love the living situation I have. And you know, it's definitely an environment that makes you want to stay on the weekends, especially with the pool and the gym being so close. So,
yeah, the pool sounds great. And obviously the gym being close is a perk as well. And I know Montclair State is also a very popular school for commuters. But that being aside from people commuting, do most people live off campus their junior, senior years, or do they stay in the Villages like you did?
Honestly, I don't know many people who do off-campus housing. The people who live there, or Like, it's mostly like you either live on the campus or you don't, because
Gotcha.
Montclair is a very expensive
Right.
area. It's a
Right.
beautiful area, but the college students going there, including myself, I could not afford living
Yeah.
in, an apartment that wasn't through Montclair. So the commuters, they commute from home. At least my friends who are commuters, like one of my really close friends I made, she's a commuter. She lives in Lodi, which is like a 15, 20 minute drive,
Yeah,
so
not
not
too
that
far.
bad. But yeah, from what I've like honestly heard, not many people, if at all, live off campus just because of the prices.
That I had never thought of that, but it makes total sense. I mean, North Jersey as a whole is crazy expensive, so it makes sense that the real estate around Montclair State would be as well. And pivoting a little bit towards the dining halls, which people love to talk about, well, love to hate to talk about, depending on the school. I mean, what's the food like at Montclair State?
It's wishy-washy.
Interesting. Okay.
I do not like the dining halls there, in the sense of like the all-you-can-eat style buffet. Those I have actually gotten sick from.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie.
like raw chicken sick or just other stuff?
Like food poisoning. I
Oh.
don't know what from, but I got food poisoning once, and just some days it's just like inedible. Like, do not enjoy it. I cook for myself now because I have an apartment,
Yeah.
but my sophomore year I had a meal plan, and only a meal plan. I didn't have a kitchen in the dorm because it was dorm. But we do have on campus, like, the reason why I say wishy-washy is because like 50% is bad, aka the dining hall, actually the dining hall. But then there's like Panda Express.
Right.
There's a really good coffee shop called Saxby's. We have a Starbucks. We have Dunkin'. We have like two Dunkin's. There's like acai bowl, pizza. There's a really good like burger place. And there's a diner on campus, which is really good.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
The Red Hawk Diner. But the thing with all of that, and Panda Express is my favorite. Like, I get Panda probably
Yep,
like
me
twice a
too.
week.
I love it.
I love it. But the problem there is that uses flex dollars, which is real money. And so once you run out of that, you're stuck with your swipes at the dining hall. And like I mentioned, I hate the dining hall food. So it's such a hit or miss. If I could, like, I'd tell someone, like, if you're living somewhere with an apartment, get some flex money for the days you want coffee or you just feel like grabbing lunch on campus. But I'd say stay away from the dining halls. Just because, like, some days they're good, but I don't think it's worth spending so much money on something that you can cook or, like, it's just like, it's to me now, like, that I'm a senior, it's not worth that risk of, like, feeling for, like, the rest of the day. So I'd rather just not, like, take a chance. But yeah, Express is for sure my go-to. So is the Saxby's coffee place. Really good.
Yeah, they have a Panda in Syracuse in our student center, and I didn't have a meal plan this past year, and I'm not gonna have one again this year. So anytime I was on campus, I mean, I would just swing by, get some chicken, get some rice, and oh my goodness, it was, yeah, college campus Panda Express definitely hits different. And I know you weren't at Montclair as a freshman, but do you know if meal plans are mandatory for freshmen who live on campus at least?
Yeah, so actually they are mandatory for freshmen and you're not allowed to have a car.
Oh, jeez.
Bit off topic, the parking situation is absolutely
Do
horrible.
you have a car at college right now?
I do. So the main reason why I actually live there, besides just wanting to live there and, be away from home, is the fact that commuting there is such a hassle. It really, I have seen so many kids come into class late because they couldn't find a parking spot.
Oh,
It's the
jeez.
parking that is such an issue. And I know that Montclair just also uploaded like a new rule for the apartment students. So me, people who live in the Village and Hawk Crossings, which is another one of the apartment complexes,
Okay.
that you have to have at least $250 of flex on your meal plan card. So it's required for every student, and the kids living in the dorm, you are required to have a meal plan. Like,
Okay.
they are
Like,
very restricted on that.
yeah, it makes sense. Most colleges are. And yeah, I had to have one as a freshman, and you, like you said, you eventually just get sick of it no matter where you go and no matter how good. college says their food is. But going back to the car point, you know, you said it was an absolute nightmare. Can you just describe that a little bit more? I mean, with the commuting situation, is it a lack of parking? Is it just the parking being far away? I mean, why is it so bad at Montclair State?
So the parking's not far away. It's on campus.
Okay.
There's two parking garages and there's a bunch of parking lots. The problem is there's just not enough parking spots, and people have been, like, you know, urging the school to make another parking garage, and it's just never happened. Basically, yeah, it's just really horrible in the sense that traffic is bad because it is on campus. So people leaving and getting there, it's just absolutely so backed up. And it's just really small. Like, it just does not fit the amount of people that go to the school. And, you know, there's a parking lot that's kind of farther away, so you either have to walk or wait for a shuttle bus.
Oh,
the shuttle
bus
is forever, so it's just really impossible. I know some people who get there like 2 hours early and just hang out till class.
Wow.
They're worried about not getting a spot. Yeah, so it's just, it depends the time of the day you go to. Like, if you go at 9 p.m. you'll be fine, but if you're trying to make an 8 a.m. class, it's really hard. Or even like 2 p.m., like, forget about it, because everyone's there by then.
Yeah, it makes sense. So the way you're describing it, it sounds like a football game, like, just going to the parking lot, tailgating for class, hanging out.
Literally, it's like a tailgate, but, like, everyone's, like, in the library, like, or just, like, laying on a bench somewhere. Like, you'll always see a commuter student just, like, sleeping somewhere, like, in public view.
It's funny, and colleges, too. I mean, it's especially tough in areas like Montclair or Syracuse is a city as well, or I'm sure it's even worse with colleges in New York City as well, if you, for whatever reason, have a car there. Just the space is tough. But looking more outside the classroom, and I know that you are involved in a lot at Montclair State, what are some of the things that you do for fun outside of, you know, I guess studying for classes and fun, but what do you do to keep up your time besides working and then obviously studying and going to class?
Well, I love doing yoga. I do a lot of yoga. I don't know. Like, I just really enjoy, like, hanging out with my friends and just relaxing. Like, for the most, like, I just, you know, because I am pretty busy. I do a lot, like, of stuff at my school. So, like, anytime I can just, like, go to the gym or just, like, see my friends, I'm happy. But I love to go, like, thrift shopping. There's tons of good thrift shops in Montclair. And my friends like to check out, like, food places and coffee shops. So it really just depends on the day. But for the most part, I just kind of like chilling and, like, I do my homework. Like, I like having a routine, but I like to cook. Like, it's just the boring stuff right now. But I'd say yoga for sure is, like, the biggest hobby that I do, like, on a daily basis that, you know, I'm trying to improve on outside of, you know, work and my major.
Yeah, and you brought up going into Montclair for thrift shopping or coffee shops. Do you find yourself going into the actual city of Montclair fairly often, or do you mostly just stay around on campus in the apartments?
No, I'm in, like, Upper Montclair all the time.
Okay.
It's such a pretty area.
Yeah.
There's parks on there I like to go on runs at. Like, it's just, like, a big reason, you know, the campus is beautiful, but so is the, like, Upper Montclair and Downtown Montclair. They're really so pretty.
Yeah.
Even the houses just around, like, it's great to go on a drive. Like, it really is just, like, a gorgeous neighborhood. And so I'm, like, I'd say, like, every other day, maybe, like, I feel like I'm there, or I'm just, like, hanging out. I try to get out of, like, my apartment and campus, because some days it's just so easy to stay there and, like, not leave.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, you know, go and, like, see different places and spend some time, like, you know, outside of campus too.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. And you brought up before too how you're a yoga instructor and how Montclair State paid for that certification. Do they do that with a lot of jobs on campus, or is that just something that was a specific perk for being a yoga instructor?
It's honestly just a perk for the rec center.
Okay.
I don't really know about any other area in Montclair, like, in terms of, like, buildings and, you know, different organizations that do that. But the rec center really is, like, great with, like, student leaders, and they have personal trainers, and they have, like I said, Pilates, kickboxing, they have cycling, and they all pay for, or at least they personally will train.
Yeah.
The people to do that stuff. Like, I know for yoga, Yoga is like one of the only things where you have to have a paid certification. And
Okay.
so that's what we paid for that for us. And it all depended on just like that situation in general. But I kind of just got lucky. And I'm really grateful because now I can teach yoga in other places as well, not just Montclair.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can kind of take that wherever you want to, wherever you need to. And I don't know if you're involved in any clubs or societies on campus, but what are some really popular clubs that you see a lot of people involved in at Montclair, or what are, I guess, some other people do as well outside of the classroom, but I guess still on the academic side in terms of clubs or societies or anything along that route.
Greek life is pretty popular. It's not huge, but I know a lot of people who are in Greek life
Okay.
clubs. There's the Montclair Players, which is theater. I have some friends who do that. There's all of the choir programs. I work for a really, not work, I am in one a really big club, the Montclairian newspaper. A
Okay.
lot of people do that either for photography or for the website, social media. That's really big. There's also Team Rocky. That one's like really, really big. It's the mascot, Rocky, the Red Hawk. He's like the mascot of Montclair,
Yeah.
and students work on that committee to just like they have social media for him, and they bring the mascot out on campus like every day, and like they're
Right.
always doing stuff. So that one's like super student involved. It's all run by students, so that's really cool. And I just kind of only am like zeroing in on like what I'm involved in because I'm a senior. Like I kind of figured out what I wanted to do. So I'm not really like noticing that many other clubs besides that, but those are the ones that my friends are in at least.
Yeah, and even then, that sounds like a good bunch. And Montclair's a big enough school where I'm sure if there's someone listening as a specific niche or whatnot, they could find something along that route. And you brought up Greek life, and I'm not really too familiar with Montclair State's nightlife because it's a big school, but at the same time, it's a big commuter school. Do people go out and party on the weekends? Is it a bar school, or do people kind of keep to themselves and just hang out with their friends?
It's really up to the person. Like, I know my sophomore year I was staying in and like it was quiet, but last year I went out a ton. I will say the bars there, it's not a huge nightlife vibe
Yeah.
unless you are someone who likes going out. So me and my friends really do like going out. So we would go to bars in Jersey City and Hoboken and we take the train or Uber. Like, it really just depends. Like, if you want to go out, you will find ways, especially
Right.
because you're so close to the city. A lot of people complain that Montclair isn't a party school, but I think it's just that they're not a frat school. They don't
Yeah.
really like have frat parties, which I've never really been into. Like, I'd prefer to just go to a bar.
Yep.
But I would say if that is a big thing for you going into the school, like, yes, there's Greek life, but it's not like party Greek
It's
life.
not
I'd
like a
say if that's
Rutgers or a Penn State or somewhere like that.
Yeah, like I'd say if you're looking more for that, go to Rutgers. It's more like I would say it's more chill. Like you stay in like with your group, your friends, and you just hang out and wherever you are, you guys go and like do something. But I think like if you're going there looking to meet people at frat parties, you're definitely really not going to find that. There are frats, but like I honestly have never been to one
Oh, wow.
on Montclair. I've never been to one of the frat parties at Montclair just because like I think I got that out of my system freshman year. And
Right.
then, going into Montclair, it's just they're honestly harder to like find out about, which I thought was interesting. And I like have some friends who do the parties and stuff, but like the frats just never really were my vibe. So like I said, I'd much rather go to a bar in Jersey City.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting point too, because Montclair State, it's not in the middle of nowhere, obviously, quite the opposite, where even if it's not something going on campus on Montclair or in a town in the next town by, you could kind of just take, like you said, take an Uber, take the train, and you'll be there, in a normal amount of time. But in terms of maybe someone isn't the biggest fan of going out, whether it's to a bar or a frat party or whatnot, is there any stuff to do on campus, on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, or are you kind of just out on your own? Like, does the school itself put on any events on the weekends?
Honestly, like, not that I know of. I know that the rec center will sometimes do like trips to like the zoo or they go canoeing and hiking. But That depends on the clubs you're involved in. The school
Right.
itself doesn't really, I think maybe for freshmen it's a bit different. Like, you know, where you're staying, your dorm, your RA might hold something.
True.
But weekends, people do say it definitely is kind of like a ghost town on the weekends.
Yeah.
But like I said, it really just depends on your life there. Like, I really, you know, I think like everything really just depends on who you're hanging out with and the people that like making plans and like things just like that. But the school itself, I don't really see them doing much for the weekends
Okay.
or from what I've seen.
Yeah, and I think for freshmen it might be different. I remember when I was a freshman, at least the first couple weeks, first month, there were just so many events, and I don't know if it was because I stopped looking for them or just because they stopped putting them on, but you know, I kind of stopped going to them. I guess you just find your people and find your own things to do without the school. But
Exactly.
yeah, and Montclair State, I know this too. I know they have a football team and a baseball team and whatever else, but I never really hear about you know, the sports scene on campus. Do people go to the games? Like, are sports popular to watch at Montclair, or is it not really that school spirity?
It's really funny because I feel like the people in the sororities and the frats, like they go to the games for sure.
Okay.
Like I went to a soccer game, but like it's really like I think because I fall into more of like the artsy group of students who
Right.
don't really do that stuff. Like that's not really where my priorities are, and I've just never really gone. I'm not really also I'm not super into sports. I
Yeah.
like soccer sometimes, but and I watch a little basketball if I'm at the gym. That's where the games are. So like I'll pop my head in and I'll
Yeah,
like
yeah.
watch, you know, a few minutes. But people definitely show up for the games for sure, especially the homecoming football game.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
actually surprised I've never been to that. But like I said, like I've just never really been into sports that way. So for me, like that's just been nothing I've really like, I guess, had like priority set on.
Yeah, and it makes sense. And again, you know, it's just nice that it's there as an option, I guess, too. If you ever, for every reason, I don't know, bored on a Saturday, it's like, oh, the football team's playing. I'll just pop by the stadium, go to the game. But it's good to hear that people go, because I know some schools. I remember, you know, last season on the show from my TCNJ interview, he was like, oh yeah, there's more parents from the opposing team in the crowd than actual students, and it's like, oh, that's kind of depressing. So it's nice to hear
Yeah.
that students actually show up, but. You know, Allie, as we wrap up, we've kind of talked about everything that I've had. You know, if you could just describe Montclair State in one sentence, I know it might be tough just because it's such a diverse school and a large school, but if there's one, like an elevator pitch that you could give to me or someone looking to go to Montclair State, you know, what would that be?
I think I would say that, at least for me, as someone who has known Montclair my whole life, I think it can be like so different than what you expect. And I think that you can make connections and still like find out who you are. And like, just there's so many good things I could say about it. But pretty much, just like, it's a great place to go if you're artistic and if you just want to be able to have new experiences and meet new people.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. And it's also, you know, we talked about this earlier in the show too, but a lot of people, you know, kind of will just knock on Montclair State just because it's so, you know, so close to where we live. But, you know, it's really not right at all, because it is such a great school. And like you said, you could find yourself and make those great connections, which is what college at the end of the day is really all about. But Allie, is there any advice that you have for students, you know, going into college or looking at Montclair State or going to Montclair State? Anything you want to add?
I think just in general, advice I have for people going to college, I'd say, you know, everyone tells you to just be yourself and you might just say like, oh, why would I want to do that? But at the end of the day, you really just need to be yourself because if you're not, you're just doing a disservice to yourself
Yeah.
and you're never truly going to be happy until you find the people who just like being around you. And at the end of the day, there are people who want to be around who you are. So just be yourself and try something new, even if it's scary, and you know, put your best foot out there and try to have fun.
Yeah, I think that's some great advice to end the show on. And Allie, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. I think this is a great episode, and have a great senior year at Montclair State.
Thank you, Jude.